is Sports Wrap.
Olympic edition. Have we got the Olympic? Here it comes. Oh, I love this. Fanfare for the common man. From which Olympics, nearly? You probably weren't even born. Montreal.
72?
72. Yeah. And it is...
Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Yeah.
And they were... This video was in an empty stadium in Montreal, which was kind of relevant, given we are now winning gold in bucket loads in front of empty stadiums. Nearly Meadows, is this the greatest performance from an Australian team that you can remember? Is it on paper? What's going on?
I think you're right. I think it is the greatest performance from Australian football team in Fremantle Dockers beating Richmond yesterday.
Dump that, Dave. Dump it, Dave. Oh, my God.
39 possessions for Andy Brayshaw. I think we should listen to every single one of those in the highlights. Stuff the Olympics, Fremantle beat Richmond, and Richmond are back where they belong.
You've left your way down. You've let yourself down. And you're going to put that up ahead of one of the greatest performances of all time. By the way, we can still mathematically make it. We can. You rue the day.
The Aussies are absolutely firing. We are fourth on the medal tally for gold.
Good
14
Lord.
Gold, Amazing. 3 silver, 14 bronze, 31 medals altogether. Yesterday was one of the great days in Australian sport. 4 gold medals.
Unbelievable.
2 of them going to Emma McKeon, of course, one of those in the relay as well, the medley 100. But
she's gone bonkers. Did anyone understand that she was going to do this coming into the games?
No, it is unbelievable. And there's a photo circling this afternoon with her showing off all 7 of her medals. Adding to that, of course, she's got 4 more. So she's got 11 medals altogether, Olympic medals.
Mrs.
And that's
T,
passing
I call her.
Liesl Jones
yes.
and Ian Thorpe, our greatest Olympian as far as medals are concerned, the only woman to win 7 medals at one Olympics. Joining only one other woman to do that. Definitely the only Australian.
Unbelievable.
Female,
so swim
so
team have gone bonkers. The women in particular, it's got to be our best women's team of all time. That's an incredible thing. I do want to mention Titmus again because I do still feel that the 200 and 400, which are blue ribbon events against the best women's swimmer
Ledecky.
Of all time, cannot be ignored or pushed aside because she's only got 2 gold. Listen to us.
Right. I know.
They're the two outstanding performances.
And beating Katie Ledecky as well. And Dean Boxall, her coach, the one that went nuts last week, has been really talking in depth about the amount of work that those two have put in together, the hours required, the dedication
and
required.
And you could see the strategy.
To beat the GOAT in Ledecky. Yeah. And they did it. Now they get to sit back and enjoy it. We really don't appreciate, I know it's become a cliche, but we really don't appreciate that, you know, go to bed at a certain time, don't eat anything nasty, make sure you're putting in every second, warm down the right
that
way.
That is exactly how I live.
I know. It's something that you really understand and relate
to.
Don't
eat healthy. Can I just, and I'll make this analogy, but in horse racing, some of the champions, for the only time for the entire race they're in front is when they hit the line. So they time everything to such perfection, or they're trained in such a way. And I don't know, some of the races, you could see the strategy.
It was coming.
See how good it was. Yeah. Well done, everyone in the pool. What else have we got?
20 medals, 9 golds for the pool. That was the total haul in the end, Mickey.
Okay. What about outside of the pool? There's been some other fantastic performances.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, 4 golds yesterday alone. So Matt Wern needed to steal, well, he stole gold in the men's laser sailing. He knew, basically he just had to be in it by the end there. He knew a couple of days ahead of time. But Logan Martin, that's the one that we're all talking about in the freestyle BMX. Can we just take a moment to just appreciate how insane and entertaining the freestyle BMX is? First time at the Olympics. He didn't even need the second run. He just did it as a victory
lap. Explain
that
to me. So he put in a safety run, which he said, I won't do anything. I'll try and get in front so I can see what I've got to beat. And he didn't have anything to beat in the second round.
Exactly. It's pretty much like you going home at 1 a.m. You definitely could have kept going till 5.
But I still got the best three votes on the night.
Exactly.
Because I saw everyone else off.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he pulled out fresh tricks in his second run just as a bit of a victory lap. Yeah. Unbelievable. And the lengths that he went to, literally building a track in his backyard. I think we've got the audio of that.
I knew if I wanted to keep up with the level of the sport, built the skate park in my backyard, purely an investment to get to the Olympics and to win the gold medal. And it's paid off.
Aduria, thanks to Channel 7, by the way.
Well done, Channel 7. Can I point out something from that event? I'd like to pay homage to the Venezuelan who came second.
Oh, yeah.
So he's on dice. I reckon if you're still riding BMX when you're 37, there's a time and a point to go, okay, get off the bike. There's a time and a place.
He was so enthusiastic, that guy.
I reckon how old's our guy? But I reckon it's got to be somewhere in the 20s to go put the BMX away. Now,
is it the same with skateboarding as well, or just with the BMX?
Skateboarding at 17, I reckon you've got to put it away. But 37, is it? Now, let's talk high jump. This has got me angry. Tell me what is going on.
Well, can we first just acknowledge Brandon Stark finished with
Logan's 27, by the way.
Finished with fifth spot in the race for the gold medal. Of course, he is Mitch Stark's brother, and they were watching in Bangladesh. Wonderful scenes of Mitch being so nervous and nervous wreck, celebrating every time he cleared. But what everyone is now talking about this morning is the two guys, Basham of Qatar and Tamberi of Italy, who both jumped 2.37 metres, cleared that okay. Yeah. The jump off is then put forth to the athletes, and for the first time ever, they said, no, 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 we would like to share gold, thank you.
That is bullshit.
I knew you'd hate this.
That is not odd. That is not. I want a winner.
It's been heralded as one of the great moments of the Olympic Games. Sportsmanship, two great mates.
Then they should both get silver.
Helped each other through injury.
They both came equal
lack
second.
Lack of belief.
Equal second. No one won it.
No.
You've got to have a go. It's fastest, highest.
Yeah,
you've got to be the best. Not the best.
Let's get a winner.
You can't give out two gold medals. Is there any precedent for two gold medals in the same event?
109 years it's been in the history. So amazing.
Absolute.
But it did make me think at the time, though, what if all of them just rocked up at the start and said, yes, well competed. We'll all take gold.
We'll take gold. It could happen. If you're going to give two gold out, you give it to Logan and the 37-year-old Venezuela. Hang about. I want you to hang about, Nez. We're going to put a question to you when we come back.
By the way, Montreal was 1976. We'll just correct
Idiot.
That. Sorry about that. It is Malloy. More with Nearly after this. Triple M. This is Malloy on Triple M.
They're going to share it. They're going to share it.
They've decided to share it.
Share it.
Look at them celebrate. What a moment in Olympic sport. The Olympic spirit writ large there.
That is a joke.
Not happy.
That is, they should not get gold.
Right.
That's the two high jumpers breaking a deal to both steal a gold medal. Rather than jump off, which everyone goes to, let's see who's the best, and you spend all your time training, and because your mates, you sit there, you crunch a deal, come back and go, oh, we'll both take gold, thanks. That is bullshit.
It's the Olympics, isn't it?
That is not it.
It's the Olympics.
This is one step away from everyone gets a medal. Why don't we just give everyone in the race a medal? Why doesn't everyone get a ribbon?
Yeah.
Why don't you all just here to compete? That's going to happen one day, by the way. You know that's where we're heading. Nearly Meadows still with us.
You had to clear 2.37 before everyone just gets a medal, but sure.
Mate, look, when I was doing high jump and tossing
Poor
up
bar.
Between the frog and the fly, I don't overreact to it. That's a pretty average weight joke. You're better than that.
Funny.
I like that.
Feel okay, do you? Having poking
fun
at me.
I wanted to follow up with
how
many mattresses did it require on the other side.
Oh, well, this is going well for you, isn't it? I'll retort and watch me get in trouble. Watch me be an arsehole in every paper in the world.
I'm a little sister in this world. I understand how this works.
So you're very brave on air. I'll take you on off air where it's not an issue. When I don't have two arms hidden behind my back.
Can I get security to escort me out, please,
not
on the way, just for
time.
A bit of safety?
We're one step away from everyone gets a medal, am I right?
Little lats.
Here's what phrase I am sick of. What's absolutely that? Sick of. And this is the greatest cliche of the Olympics. Okay. And look, the commentary's been very good, but if I hear this one more time, Do you have any understanding how many young boys and girls at home watching right now will be inspired to compete in this event?
Yeah, I've heard
Seriously?
That a bit. I've heard that a bit.
Am I right or am I right? Yeah, oh, my God. Do you understand what's happening right now? This, how many girls and boys are sitting at home watching TV saying, one day I could get up and do that. Then they cut back to the studio, the Channel 7 commentators. Well, I tell you what, there'll be a so many boys and girls sitting home watching the TV now. Yeah. Well, they are watching the TV now because they're in lockdown. And what are they going to be inspired to do? Well, they can't take up BMX, swim and long jump and everything else at the same time.
Yeah.
It's maddening. Am I right?
I did enjoy watching the world feed of the high jump final, and Woo, a Korean, was really getting into the crowd, doing the clap and everything like this. Yeah. Really exciting and just brought everyone along for the ride. And he almost made it into that medal contention. And the commentators went a step further and sort of said, now if any Koreans get medals in the 2032 Olympics, you can put it down to this moment. Woo, and the way that he is inspiring the next generation. I thought that's maybe a step too far.
You know what the high jumpers have done? Inspired kids not to be best. Those high jumpers have inspired kids cut a deal.
Yep.
Don't try and be as good as you can.
Okay.
Cut the deal. Okay, 13353, what have you inspired the young boys and girls out there to do? If you had to pick something in your life, Dave, where you've really showed
them
the way.
If I could inspire some kids right now, it's probably, I'm not proud to be really honest, but I did do that poo jogging thing a few weeks ago.
Do you know what? How many young boys and girls listening right now are going to go, one day I'm going to go
and
do a poo jog?
I mean, it was in the bush.
And you will be.
Yeah, thank you.
Good.
I'll be the guy. What about you?
Oh, well,
what have you inspired?
Working on your ass groove, which has been happening now for 2 weeks in a row.
Good,
nearly,
good,
you know?
Good.
I think I've inspired a lot of young boys and girls to spend a lot of their life in their 30s in a quarantine situation. I think I've done it better than most.
On your own.
And I think it's pretty inspiring.
Congratulations.
Living sadly on your own, and you should get used to that because that will be your future. 50, 60, 70. Thinking of all the missed opportunities.
Speaking as somebody who knows, may we point out.
Because I choose to be. You, unfortunately. the word spinster is hitting me. 1-3-5-3, get involved.
What have you inspired people to do? Give us a ring. It's Malloy on Triple M.